Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, founder of Stone Symbol Jewelry, Doriana Richmond.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Dylan Chambers. I am Mark Lejeune, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
If there's one thing I enjoy doing, it's spending time with my nieces and nephews. And I love being the uncle that inspires them, or at least encourages them to say, sure, you could do anything you want. And not just for the boys, but especially for the girls, because I've been out there and I've seen what's out in the world. And so I'm that guy to my nieces, especially. So it baffles me when I catch myself in one of these situations where I'm thinking, wow, I'm actually thinking about this. That's how much culture penetrates. Even that guy could have things within him that make him stop to think. So this is the example. Just this weekend, I was out of town and something went on with my car. So I stopped at the nearest auto parts shop to find out if there's really something going on with the car before I take it to my mechanic or whatever. And behind the counter, not helping me but helping somebody else, was this woman. And she was a beautiful young lady standing there, talking to this man, telling him everything, actually putting him in his place, saying, no, sir, that's not how it works. This is attached to this. I can't even do what she did. This is attached to this, and this makes that work, and this and that. And I'm looking at her, and the guy's trying to talk to me, trying to help me, and I'm more interested in the conversation happening next to me because I'm like, you go, girl. I mean, I was just, like, really taken by this. And then I thought, why is this so surprising? Everybody else shopping and working there was a man, but this was the only woman, and I was delighted, and I was excited to be delighted, and at the same time I thought, oh wow, you know, the fact that this is new to me. And the fact that this is exciting to me, it kind of makes me realize that it's rare. It's just rare. And that didn't feel good for a moment. And so I love the fact that we have our guest here today who is rare and is doing something that really has set an industry on its ear. And now is setting another industry on its ear, and they're two completely different things. As a matter of fact, if we had time, we could talk about the 150 or so different things that she does and does them her way as a woman and doesn't make apologies for them. And she could do them looking beautiful and in high heels and whatever she wants because she is Doriana Richmond. So we're going to be talking to her when we come back. And a little later on, live music here at Studio NoHo. Dylan Chambers is with us, all on the Life Changes Show, when we come back right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Lejeune. Mark, she knew about cars, this girl.
She knew about cars and so much more. That was a great monologue. So many great sentiments. And, you know, while you were talking, I just kept thinking about how we paint ourselves or each other into boxes and how we label things, and we minimize so much of both the individual's opportunity. We had a guest on, right, who's all about pink as a male and telling us the whole history of pink being a male's color. Yet
right.
Now it's defined as a girl's color. And
right.
All these things that become story, become narrative, and then minimize the opportunities.
And whether become truth.
Become truth, unquote,
right,
the current truth. Yeah, so, boy, and, so excited for today's show.
And we all lose, you know, we all lose as we diminish each other.
Exactly.
So, well, here's a woman who won't be diminished. Not now, not ever. We called this show Changing in the Fast Lane because of our guest. She is Doriana Richmond. She's a professional stunt driver, not just a professional stunt driver. Actually, she's at the top of her field, not just for women, but for everybody. She's also the co-owner and president of LA Motorsports, also at the top of their field. And now, as of January 1st, there's this beautiful line, thanks to her, of jewelry. She's a jewelry designer. Welcome to the show, Doriana Richmond.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
What a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
Can you imagine that this girl knew about cars?
No, I mean, it's very rare. You were absolutely right about that, you know, to see that. But they're out there. Just, you know, watch My Cousin Vinny, right?
Right. Yeah, great scene. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Great
I love that show.
Okay, well, they're not only out there, they're in here. You started with cars.
Right. I started, going back, I've always been involved with cars. My father was a mechanic. He always had different cars in the driveway, and I was very attracted to fast cars. So my first cars, you know, would happen to be the Camaro, the Trans Ams, the all-American cars. And, you know, I raced on the street and also at
like
the
go-kart. Like drag racing?
Yes. And then
and muscle cars.
And muscle cars, yes, yeah. Absolutely. And also went to the go-kart track and raced go-karts. That was a lot of fun, too. Growing up.
Well, I probably should have asked you this before if it's okay to ask you, but oops, I'm going to ask you now. You grew up Italian,
yes.
Right? Italian-Canadian.
Yes.
So I know a lot of Italian fathers. So did your father, because obviously you didn't listen if he did,
no.
But did your father ever say, you can't do that, you're a girl?
Not really.
Nice.
No, actually not.
Nice.
I think he used to race motorcycles. So I think I have definitely a part of my father in me, as well as my mom, because she used to, she was also a seamstress and a fashion designer herself. So I think I got a little bit of both worlds. But no, he never said much about it. I always kind of ran with really fast cars.
well, that's awesome. And actually, both your parents were immigrants, right? So
that's correct.
There's strength. There's got to be courage in that.
Absolutely. They both came in the 50s. My mom came first. And then it's a very sweet story, but my mom came first. And because my father was, you know, not ready to settle down, one might say. So she said, I'm leaving. I'm going to a different country.
Another strong woman.
Oh, wow. She was incredible.
Wow. If you want me, you'll know where to find me.
Exactly. And then he did follow her. So she was incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you came to America on your own?
On my own.
Yeah.
Yes. I came here and we had a record deal. So I was a singer.
We could say who that was because actually it's because of her that we know you, right?
Yeah, so with Denise Martell.
Denise Martell.
So we had a record deal and I got into the business, the entertainment world, and started also in acting and in commercials. And then eventually when I met my husband, he really showed me Roger Richmond, who is also in our world, in the automotive advertising world, he's one, if not the most famous stunt driver in the world. So I can say that as a matter of fact, because it's true.
Well, awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, actually, we're happy to have him in the studio. I wish he were on the show, too. We talked about that, but today is about you, and we'll have to talk about that another time, because that's another great story, too. Because one doesn't get to the top of anything without going through a lot. And what he said about that was courage.
It takes a lot of courage, because when you are on set, you are expected, there cannot be one degree of error, especially when you're driving cars, because when you are coming at camera at super high speeds, you can't make a mistake. So the pressure is just unbelievable. And then also the fact that there's just no other way of saying it, but it really is a male-dominated industry. Car commercials, I mean, there are very few women on set, especially the stunt drivers. So I have, it's taken me a long time, but they have, I have earned the respect that I get now when I go on set. So
nice.
I'm happy about that. Yeah.
Nice. Well, my hat's off to you. I have heard said before, was friends are watching games or what have you, and there's a stunt that happens, and then you see the handsome man in there or the beautiful woman in there. Come to find out, that's probably you. Normally what is being said is, oh, yeah, good for him. They put him there in the last second.
Right.
And that might be the case with some people. In your case, you are doing the stunt,
yes,
and then you're the woman that they show at the end.
Well, not that's not true.
No.
Most of the time, 99% of the time, I am doubling, because I'm doubling or I'm just doing the stunt.
Oh, really?
Yes, because of... we work at, thank God, we have Screen Actors Guild as our union.
Okay.
And a woman has to double a woman, thank God. So that's a really good thing for us. But also, I can't show my face for one car product and then show it for another car.
Oh, sorry, crossover.
Okay. So there was a commercial I liked, and I had that posted on our webpage for you.
Right.
And
right.
It was of a wedding scene,
right,
and this car comes crashing through the aisle.
Right.
And it's the bride.
It's the bride.
And it's you.
It's me doing the stunt. It's not me at the end where you see...
Oh, it's not.
The beautiful young girl.
You did that stunt.
I did the stunt.
Okay.
I actually come crashing through the church doors. I hit the ground, and then you see me actually, you know, flying into the altar, and I slide the car at a 90. And then you see the actress.
Oh,
that's
wow.
What that
day
is.
At the
Oh, okay. So it does work that way.
Yes,
okay.
It does.
All right. But a woman, now see, I didn't know this. So a woman stunt driver gets to do or has to do the part.
It has. It is in our contract.
Wow.
Also, you would want a woman's shape, because you want to see the silhouette of a woman.
And have it make sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. You don't want like some big strong guy in there doubling a woman. I mean, there are some directors that still want a man doing it. And, you know, their excuse is, well, I'm the one that's standing behind the camera, so I want so-and-so to drive. But as far as our union rules, it is a woman doubling a woman.
Okay, so the commercial that we did talk about that I've literally seen maybe 20 times in the past couple weeks.
Yes.
Of a woman driving a car and a little girl. You describe it.
Right. Well, it's a beautiful girl, little girl, and she's riding her trike, and I am driving the car next to her, racing her.
And that is you.
It's... The car is me.
Oh, wow.
The car is me.
Okay.
There's a model that comes in afterwards on a process trailer where you see her face. But it's not me.
Okay,
it's not my face, but it's me driving.
Awesome.
Okay, yeah.
Awesome. Well, I mean, this sounds, sounds like fun. It's serious.
It's serious.
And dangerous.
It can be very, very dangerous.
And so your husband, Roger, right?
Yes.
Said that a lot of people come to him and want to be trained.
Right.
When you said to him, can I do this or something, he said he saw you, because you have to have it.
You know what? He actually, after spending time with me, he saw the way I drove, and he knew that, I think he felt comfortable to, you know, put me on smaller jobs and
to start
multiple drivers, you know, you don't see it starting at the back and really understanding the industry. And then I worked my way up to being like a principal performer and doubling or stunt driving. So Yeah.
This is such an awesome story. You worked your way up. You earned your way up. I mean, more power to you. I know we're going to jump forward in the fast lane to a whole other conversation. When we come back, we're going to talk, get this, jewelry. But in between, on the way to, we're going to talk some spirituality. We're going to talk some traveling.
Okay.
And back, going in the past, way in the past. There's so much to you and your story. This is so much fun. So glad to have you here, Doriana.
Thank you.
And when we come back, we'll talk about that. And a little later on, we're going to have Dylan Chambers here live in the studio, all on the Life Changes show when we come back after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at LifeChangesNetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Doriana Richman. So much about her that is so cool. Again, professional stunt driver, co-owner of LA Motors, and now jewelry designer. Jewelry. Okay. How did this happen?
Well, in 2005, Roger and I embarked on a wonderful expedition. We went to the city of Ephesus, which is now in Turkey. And Ephesus is an ancient Greek city, excavated Greek city. It's one of the most profound places I've ever been to. So...
You were just on vacation?
We were just on vacation,
yeah, cool.
And we were there with a tour guide. There was about maybe 8 or 10 of us there. And she brought us to a place in the city. And there's this symbol in the ground. And she explained the origin of how that symbol got there and why it is there. And the symbol is there because it's a culmination of 5 Greek letters. And those letters are Jesus Christ, Son, God, and Savior. So when you put the 5 Greek letters together, it comes to this symbol, which is what I'm wearing right now. But obviously you can't see it. No one else can see it. But so immediately when I saw it, I grabbed Roger, my husband, and I said, "You know what this means, don't you?" And he said, he was not sure what I was trying to tell him. I said, "I've never heard of this. I've been raised Roman Catholic, but this has never come out into the world. Growing up as, you know, Catholic, we've been to church and we've read, a reading of St. Paul to the Ephesians, but it never really clicked, right?
Yeah,
okay.
The Ephesians.
So what is it? What is this symbol? The symbol is actually safe harbor. It's a symbol of unity. It's a spiritual symbol and an actual birth of humanity, because when Jesus Christ died, his apostles went in all different directions. John went there with Mother Mary, and there were all types of people there. There were synagogues. There were all types of people believing, praying to statues. As a matter of fact, they had the Temple of Artemis there, so a lot of the Greeks were praying to the statues and
so a lot of different belief systems. And
absolutely, right. That's exactly right. So they didn't really want to hear John's message about the fact that that we're all created equal, that the God is not a statue, but actually there's a God within us, through creation. And because the bottom line is that people were making money with statues, making statues.
Even then.
So, he would talk about it. But if they did speak about it, you could have been tortured or persecuted. So they came up with this symbol. And I thought, why not share the symbol with the world? Why not let everyone know about the spiritual meaning behind this symbol? So I decided to make a line of jewelry, and it's called Stone Symbol.
I'm just imagining so many people going through this tour.
Absolutely.
And people lived there.
Absolutely.
Right? And so for centuries, yes, we haven't heard of this.
It's been there for 2,000 years, and it has literally, I'm the one that has brought it out to the world.
So it resonated with you, obviously.
So strong, like nothing ever has resonated with me before. Like it just hit me like a bolt of lightning.
So if there was reincarnation, for sure, then you probably were the one that said, hey, why don't we create a symbol 2,000 years ago?
And then, maybe. Who knows, right?
And so when was this, you said? 2000?
When I actually saw it the first time in 2005.
Okay.
And then I went back in 2012 to do more research about the symbol. And then
because it didn't satisfy you just to say, oh, this is pretty.
Yeah.
It'll make a good jewelry piece. No.
I actually did a lot of research as to what this was. And it's more than just being, people might say, oh, it's a Christian symbol, but it's not. It's for everyone. It's all inclusive. It's the symbol is a universal unifier, and it should resonate with everyone, because bottom line is we are all equal, right? And the real teachings are just that we're all, created equally. We're all sons and daughters of God. And what a better time, as for me to bring this out. Maybe it was meant to be that I brought it out in 2017.
look at that. Yeah, actually, January 1st, 2017, it was launched. And this is kind of exciting. It's going into some stores in Maine. We can't say exactly which ones. But people actually, they could see the image because we have you wearing, a picture of you wearing all of the pieces, or a lot of the pieces. But they can obviously go to your site, which is stonesymbol.com.
That's right.
Just as it sounds.
Absolutely.
Stonesymbol.com. And there's a little bit of the history there, too.
Yes.
Fascinating. What kind of reaction are you getting from people? Are they buying into it? Are they loving it?
They love it. And they love it because if you look at what the pieces that I've made, I've been very thoughtful in wanting the pieces to feel like they're coming out of the ground. So when you look at it, it looks old.
Yeah, it looks like one of those old stones,
right. The other thing that I wanted to do was I wanted to show the skin tone underneath. That was very important for me.
Oh.
So if you go to my site and you'll see one of my models who's, she's absolutely beautiful. She has gorgeous dark skin. I wanted people's soul, and I wanted people to shine, that their skin tone to shine through. Like, that was the message that I want, because it's really for everybody.
Wow. So in other words, the piece isn't so people's skin becomes part of the piece.
Exactly. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I felt like, how am I going to include everyone, right? I mean, if it's solid, I have some solid pieces on for the men, but most of my pieces show the skin tone. So your personal uniqueness radiates through. That's what I really wanted to do.
Wow. Seems also that it's important to you that these pieces are made in LA.
Yes. So I work with a manufacturer here in Los Angeles, downtown LA, but I'm very careful of the quality, and I really, so all my chains that I use and the clasps are from Italy.
Hmm.
So, but yeah.
You're looking at me like I would know what that means.
Yes.
And I do know what that means, but it means it's high quality
stuff. It's very, very excellent quality and very well made. So go to the site. I would love for people to look at it and let me know what they think.
Yeah, this site is stonesymbol.com, and they are available now. And I'd like to think this is a sign of things to come, and thank you, because here is something that could be, anybody could wear this and it could be thought of as a beautiful piece. But to actually have that much story behind it, that much history behind it, and that much care and attention go into a quote-unquote jewelry piece.
Yes.
I'd like to see more products like this.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I do have all my pieces, just so you know, they all come in different mediums. So if you wanted it in silver or gold or rose gold, there is also, I mean, it's for everybody. It just can't be, you know, it is luxury jewelry, but it is for everybody.
You know, it's exciting. When I first saw it, and then the more I heard your story, I'm the guy that kind of dips into the science of things,
right?
And really likes that part of the world, and it immediately looked to me a lot like some of the things we see in cymatics, which is the vibration of sound and water, and some of the sacred geometry that comes up. There's a lot of things that are iconic and that play over to other symbols that have been around also since ancient time, and so because it's so powerful and simple and elegant, and yet the energy of these other aspects seem to be there. It really brought so much credence to the story, and to your point of now is the perfect time for
absolutely.
A lot of this wisdom coming together.
Yeah, I really wanted to get it out this year, especially because I feel that we've never needed more than now.
And so thank you, absolutely. And I think more of us should be looking at symbols.
Right.
Because they're out there, and some of us are wearing them, and we don't know what it is that we're actually wearing.
Right. But this will tell you the story. If you go to the site, it does explain the story and what it is. It is the birth of humanity, really. And I call it the God within, you know? So that's, when I wear it, I feel very protected, and it's a spiritual piece that I really want to share it with everybody.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah. Yeah. It makes me feel also, we reference the Italians, but we come from a culture of artisans, people that care about what they make.
Yes.
And so here is, you're not only care, but there's a story. And also, do you, so some people might say, well, I'm not Christian.
Right.
I don't know if Christ existed or not or whatever. So is it like more of the Christ energy kind of?
It's the God within.
The God within.
Yes, because we all can be the Christ, the God, the Savior. We all have that within us. We are born with this incredible gift. And this is just a piece that reminds us that we can be or do whatever it is that we want to do, right?
Yeah.
And I've often personally stayed away from conversations that kind of stray into religious aspects because there's so much, you know, dogma or people have such a defined personal belief around certain things. But that's the one thing that I think is finally starting to be embraced, which is this idea that the Christ is an energy, is an embodiment, is a realization of that which is our highest potential and that everyone can achieve, as you're saying.
Absolutely.
And that's where this, the unity of this comes in and speaks to that so powerfully.
Absolutely. It's all inclusive,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what, you know, if you don't believe in any, you know, religion or anything, it's just, it's a spiritual sign that we're all humans and, you know, that we should make peace and love, and it's a beautiful story.
And we should drive fast cars.
And we should drive fast cars, yeah.
Well, the peace sign is in there, actually. Actually,
yeah,
let's talk about that
is.
When we come back.
Yes.
As we're talking more with Doriana Richman, again, the website, stonesymbol.com. We should also give this out, L.A. M Sports,
right,
for motorsports, lamsports.com. That's, it's a fun website. You want to check it out. along with some of her videos. Do you have a YouTube channel?
Yes.
Okay,
it's LA
that?
Motorsports.
LA Motorsports.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, we'll be right back with Doriana Richman. And soon after that, Dylan Chambers here live in the studio. All on the Life Changes show after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and we have been having a great conversation with our guest, Doriana Richman. Well, I don't know what more there is to say. I feel like I want to go out and get my peace. Safe harbor.
Yes.
You know, that kept ringing, you know, with me, how so many people need that in all our aspects, in many aspects of our lives.
Absolutely. And when the symbol was first put into the ground or on the side of a wall, people knew that if you wanted to talk about something, spirituality, about love, humanity, that it was safe at this spot.
There
these
it is.
People here, you could converse with them.
Mm.
And that's what the symbol was. So wearing it and you know, feeling it on your body and just experiencing it. And it's just, I would love for people to do that. What can I say?
Well, you've said a lot, and even more so, you've done a lot, and your story speaks loudly. And
thank you.
And the fact that you present yourself here as a beautiful woman who's done so much and is unapologetic and is saying I am.
right. So
more power
absolutely.
To you.
Thank you for being here and for everything you're doing, and I'm excited for
so
the line.
So excited about the future, and I just I keep designing and I keep, you know, putting it out there, so I can't stop.
Yeah, it's iconic, yeah. And your pieces are fun and sexy and
they're cool.
Really cross and
yeah.
Cool, exactly.
They're
and
cool.
That's what's great, to be able to bring this message.
You know,
oh, I didn't notice the belt. Okay, yeah.
So, you know, I have it in the silver, and it's just different pieces and just feel cool, but also that meaning is so important.
Making safe harbor cool.
Yeah.
I can tell it means so much to you.
Yeah.
And that that comes out. So more power to you. And thank you so much, Doriana Richman. And again, the website is stonesymbol.com. And you got to check out lamsports.com. So we have also been joined in the studio by our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, for her Ask Dorothy segment. But before that, we have some shout-outs. Mark?
We do have some shout-outs. And speaking of Dorothy Donahue, we want to give a shout-out to Energetic Alchemy. And I would ask, is your life changing? And are you at a crossroads? And could you have better relationships? Then this is the Life Mastery course for you. Check out Dorothy Donahue and Energetic Alchemy, a Life Mastery and Beyond Reiki course at energeticalchemy.com. And we'd also like to give a shout out to our favorite computer guru who has been helping us with the Life Changes platform and some of the expansion going on. That's Jeff Krantz, the computer guru. Go to bipedinfo.com, bipedinfo.com.
Indeed. Thank you. And for our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dorothy, Julie from Los Angeles asks, Dorothy, I'm a busy girl, mother of two, business owner, and I volunteer a lot. Some people think I'm impatient because I like to get straight to the point and not waste any time. Is that really bad?
Well, I am a cut to the chase kind of person myself, so no, it can't possibly be bad. That's my short answer. However, in truth, whether or not it's a bad thing depends on the conversation, and it also depends on what you mean by getting to the point and to whom you're getting to the point with. If you're in the habit of interrupting people before they have a chance to finish their important thoughts, then it might not be a good thing. I believe that many people overexplain, so I am a fan of brevity. I am not a fan of not hearing what is being said and cutting people off. However, there are exceptions. Lots of times, those we're closest to often tell the same story over and over again, and I'm definitely not a fan of this kind of thing. So I will interrupt and say, let's change the story, and then I will be happy to listen. My question to you, Julie, is where does this question come from? Who is making you feel that you may be too abrupt? There is an art to listening, and hearing the other person is extremely valuable as it helps one to not assume what they think the other person really means. I found that a lot of people are often so self-absorbed that they don't always hear what is truly being said, and that leads to assumptions which can lead to all kinds of suffering and drama. I believe it would be a good idea for you to ask those you are speaking with if they feel heard and listen carefully to what they have to say when they answer you.
Nice. Wow. She said it right there.
Great answer.
Ask again. That's why we ask Dorothy.
That's right.
Well, with
thank
that,
you, Dorothy.
Thank you, Dorothy. We're going to cut to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined in the studio by Dylan Chambers for a couple live renditions of his songs here at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com,
and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest Doriana, and we have been joined in the studio by Dylan Chambers. We're excited to have him here. He's a pop, an R&B, and a soul singer, songwriter, and guitar player. He's from Texas, and we're happy to have him here in LA, but not for long, because he's headed on tour. We'll talk about that in a minute. His live performances have included Access Hollywood, The Today Show, Hallmark's Home and Family, and Radio Disney Awards, and the list goes on. It's quite exciting. Last year, he dropped his first EP. It was called Volume 1, and it broke into the top 200 R&B soul records on iTunes. That's not an easy thing to do as an independent. So more power to you. Welcome, Dylan Chambers.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, you have some drive, young man.
I would like to think I do. Yes.
You know you do.
Yes.
You know you do. And your songs and the things you're into, like this tour. I mean, you've already been on tour. Were you on tour with Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, I was a featured singer and guitar player on the 2014-15 winter tour around the country, went to Canada as well.
Fun. And now you're going on tour with whom?
Well, I'm leaving to go to the Mediterranean this Saturday. Dave Koz, saxophonist, invited me to be a featured artist on his cruise this year with Sheila E. and a few other people. I did it last year, and I'm going back again this year.
This is so great. So glad we were able to get you on before you left. Thank you. So, well, let's get right to it. What are we going to hear?
I'm going to do a song called Bad, Bad Girl.
Bad, bad girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this about a good relationship gone wrong? Or?
You can say that.
A bad relationship that gave you a good song. How's that?
Yeah, I would say that's very true. It's pretty self-explanatory in the song. It was on my EP, it's one of my favorite songs that I've written, so.
Very cool.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, great. Well, here we have Dylan Chambers singing live here on the Life Changes Show. Bad, bad girl here at Studio NoHo.
You never see someone put together so perfectly until you've seen her. You swear she came from the other side, where the grass is greener. She's out of your league, just in your reach. You don't know if you see her again. She's easy to read, but she's so hard to please. Still you feel yourself falling. She's a bad, 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 bad girl. She gets what she wants now, and she takes what she needs, yeah. She's a bad, 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 bad girl. And she ain't gonna stop, oh no, till you're down on your knees. She's a trained assassin, ain't your common thief. You never see it coming, but you get to watch her leave. Like a hurricane or the perfect storm, she comes in unannounced, blowing down your front door. She's out of your league, just in your reach. You don't know if you see her again. She's easy to read, but she's so hard to please. Still you feel yourself falling. She's a bad, 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 bad girl. She gets what she wants, yeah. And she takes what she needs. She's a bad, 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 bad girl. And she ain't gonna stop, no, till you're down on your knees. Oh. gets what she wants now, and she takes what she needs. She's a bad, 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 bad girl. Oh, and she ain't gonna stop till you're down on your knees. Oh, she ain't gonna stop. She ain't gonna stop, no. She ain't gonna stop till you're down on your knees.
Dylan Chambers.
Wow.
Wow.
Bravo.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, if you want to follow this fine musician, you can do it on Facebook at Dylan Chambers Music, right?
Yeah.
And then on YouTube, it's Dylan Chambers Tunes.
Yes.
And on Twitter, it's Dylan _Chambers.
Yeah, same for Instagram as well.
Where else? Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a website or anything else we
need
to get?
Yeah, DylanChambersMusic.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. DylanChambersMusic.com. I didn't have that for some reason. Awesome. When did you discover this?
Discover music?
Yeah. No, discover... you got like this soul thing deep down going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
You just came with it.
I think so. I mean, my musical journey has just been very interesting. I grew up with a mom who was doing Broadway, and I've just had show tunes just constantly in my life, and I was doing a lot of that, and then I found rock and roll when I was 13, and that I kind of wanted to rebel, I think, in some weird subconscious way against the theater show tunes, because it was so much. There's just so much of that going on.
Too many shows.
And I loved it. And so, yeah. And then I just started going back into music, and guitar. There were heroes of mine that played guitar that really inspired me, Eric Clapton. And then I listened to what he listened to, and I found all these blues players and soul players from the 20s on, and it just all really inspired me. And those people shamelessly, or they were constantly pouring their heart out and in a very soulful manner, and they didn't care. And I thought, yeah, I don't know. I just, that really touched me somehow deep down.
Yeah.
On a non-physical level. I don't know. I just connect with all that stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And we're glad you do.
Thank
you for that. Actually, we'd love to hear another song.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what is this that we'd hear?
This is another original song of mine, and this is called Ball and Chain, a little more funkier, bluesy up-tempo.
Okay, so. I'm going to take a wild guess. Relationship?
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right.
You got to write about what you know.
There you go. Cool. I have a feeling you know about a lot, but we'll go with this. Looking forward to hearing Ball and Chain. Here's Dylan Chambers singing live on the Life Changes show here at Studio No.
Don't impress me at all. Cause you can paint your nails, you can shake your thing. You'll still be a scorpion, you will never lose your sting. I will not be tame, so you can take your ball and chain. I don't need love like this no more. Ain't got the time, ain't got the money. I'm done with the drama. I don't need love like this no more. I pick my things up off the floor from I'm walking. That you love me and you tell me that you want me, but it really don't mean much to me. When I see you with another girl, you're going undercover with a brother from the industry. I ain't saying I need you, I ain't saying I care, but baby, what you're doing to me, oh, it just ain't fair. I don't need love like this no more. Ain't got the time, ain't got the money. I'm done with the job. I don't need love like this no more. I pick my things up off the floor, I'm walking out the door. Hey now, let me tell you. Yeah.
Love like this no more. Ain't got the time, ain't got the money. I'm done with the job, don't need. Love like this no more. I pick my things up off the floor, I'm walking now. You've been driving me insane. Go on in and take your ball and chain now. Driving me insane. Go on in, take your ball and chain. You've been driving me insane. Go on in, take your ball and chain.
Dylan Chambers. Dylan Chambers. That's DylanChambersMusic.com. Mm-hmm. Dylan is D-Y-L-A-N. ChambersMusic.com. Well, Dylan, I'm good for you that you don't need love like this no more, but we're glad you had it because we all get to enjoy that great song that you got out of that relationship.
Thank you.
Wow. If you have to tap into that relationship again to get some more, I mean, I don't know what to say. It's amazing.
Thank you. I write uplifting songs too. I just
Oh, you do? I do.
They're not all angry, bluesy. You
know. Well, no. Well, this was perfect and awesome, and look forward to hearing your other stuff too.
Awesome,
and
man.
Having you back some time. You are amazing. Good for you. You could follow Dylan on Facebook. We talked about it. Dylan Chambers Music on YouTube, Dylan Chambers Tunes, and then Twitter and Instagram is Dylan_Chambers, right?
Yeah.
You're amazing. Have a great, fun time on the tour.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. I will. Yeah.
We appreciate you being here with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And we appreciate having Doriana Richmond here. As a matter of fact, you said something really cool during the break, and if you could say it right now.
Well, one of the things that you will also see on my website, and it is my tagline, and that is Stone Symbol Unifying our collective hearts, and I hope that I was able to convey that.
Oh, we got heart.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
And what does this symbol mean to me? It is the eternal soul at one with creation.
Mm.
So I just felt like I wanted to say that.
Well, thank you for saying it. Thank you for making everybody in the studio was dancing to Dylan's music, and they all want to wear your jewelry.
Absolutely.
So I think we have a match here.
Super talented.
All right, what a great time. The show, it's always too short, but it is the end of our show, and what a great show. At least we had this, and so grateful. So I want to thank the man who makes us sound so good, Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo.
Thank you, Brent.
And on behalf, I also want to thank our BBS producer, Doug Newsom at BBS Radio Network. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Legere, and myself, your host, Filippo Voltaggio, I want to remind you that as your life changes like ours did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.